they were talking about Psalm 52. And it's clear from that superscription that Psalm 52 was written for the choir director. And what this means is that this is a psalm that is to be publicly taught and communicated to the people. And we also may notice that it says a maskil of David. And that emphasized that David wrote this psalm for the giving of instruction. Now this instructive maskil was written in regard to Doeg the Edomite. Doeg was an Edomite who became Saul's cattle manager. He actually became Saul's foreman or trail boss in 1 Samuel 21 verse 7. When David was on the run from Saul, he fled to a city named Nob and asked for some food from this priest whose name was Ahimelech in 1 Samuel 21, 1 through 6. Ahimelech was very kind to David and gave him food. And Doeg was in Nob that day and was there when this happened. He was an informant for Saul, who turned David in by blowing the whistle on him in 1 Samuel 22, verses 9 through 10. Doeg was also responsible for killing Ahimelech and all the other priests of the city of Nob in 1 Samuel 22. One son of Ahimelech escaped. His name was Abiathar. He got away and went and told David what had happened. And in the aftermath of all this, David wrote Psalm 52. As we mentioned, this psalm is a maskil, which means David wants this carefully studied because the facts in this psalm can lead one to great success and happiness. And the point is this of this psalm. Happiness is found in knowing that God will eventually judge those who have done and said terrible things against you. When people turn against you and do deceitful things against you, when you have been faithful to God, there is a real joy that's found in the fact that God will one day take care of all of this. Now, sometimes people think that the point is only for Old Testament Israel, but there are times when there are principles that transfer into the New Testament. The Apostle Paul, in writing the book of Romans, thought exactly the same thing when he said to the New Testament believer, "Take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For as written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord." And again, when Paul was about to die, he said that the man Alexander, the coppersmith, had done him much harm, and the Lord will repay him according to his deeds in 2 Timothy 4, verse 14. Clearly, this psalm is for God's people in any age, and there's comfort and joy in knowing God's going to take care of all of these things. Look at the description of a wicked person in Psalm 52, beginning at verse 1. "Why do you boast of evil, O mighty man? The steadfast love of God endures all the day. Your tongue plots destruction like a sharp razor, you worker of deceit. You love evil more than good, and lying more than speaking what is right, Selah. You love all words that devour, O deceitful tongue." And so this wicked person is described, and it's described here was actually a very religious person. This was Saul's leading herdsman and a very religious man. So it's not describing an atheist or an agnostic. This is a person who regularly went to worship services, specifically to the places where the priests were ministering. What this tells us is that evil enemies of God regularly can go to places of worship. Evil enemies of God are very religious. And there are some traits that we see here as David mentions this concerning this one that's evil. The wicked man boasts in evil as some mighty man. Doeg had killed priests who didn't have swords and probably did not know how to use swords. But he boasted and bragged about what he had done as some mighty leader. He sees himself as a mighty leader and he makes the assumption that this evil is okay. What he doesn't realize is that the mercy of God or the loving kindness of God is giving him time to repent, and if he doesn't repent, he'll be judged. Wicked people do appear to be mighty people. They appear to be powerful and successful. And the wicked person has a destructive tongue. A wicked person pretends to be a friend, but he has malice in his heart. The wicked person is out to destroy the righteous person, and he uses his words to do it. And the tongue of Doeg never told Saul that David was loyal to Saul. The wicked person has a deceitful tongue. A wicked person works deceitfully behind the scenes, verbally ripping the people to shreds. The tongue is a razor sharp, and it destroys through lies. Wicked people are always talking about faithful people behind their backs and tearing them to pieces. And the wicked person loves evil more than good. It's straightforward reality. The wicked person loves evil more than good. And the wicked person loves what is false more than what is true. A wicked person is drawn to lies and liars. And this is a real intimate connection that exists among false people. The wicked person loves all words that deceive and devour. So don't lose sight of the fact that the person being described here is a very religious person. This person appears to be pious. It's a person who goes to religious services, but this kind of person is an evil gossip who talks a lot and even invents things that are not true. And as Spurgeon said, these evil speakers cover with a pretext of justice. And we might observe at the end of verse 5 that David uses the word Selah. He wants us to stop and think about that. And we'll see as we keep going that the wicked person will not humble himself to the word or will of God. He's got a mindset that is horrible. Look at this in verse 5. But God will break you down forever. He will snatch and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living, Selah. So he thought he was on the top of the world. Saul had him as one of his leaders because he appeared to be such a winner. And there are some judgments that are given by God. The wicked person will be broken forever. Those who destroy one as faithful will himself be destroyed. And the wicked person will be torn from his tent. Doeg obviously lived in what he thought was a nice, secure tent. He enjoyed the good life, but their life was about to end. And that wicked person will be removed from faithful people. The land of the living is land that will one day feature people who are right with God. For Israel is, it was the promised land. The text is very clear. No wicked person will ever end up living with the faithful people of God. And then we even go farther and we see the description of this righteous reaction. Look at verse 6. The righteous shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, saying, see the man who would not make God his refuge, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and sought refuge in his own destruction. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the steadfast love of God forever and ever. I will thank you forever because you have done it. I will wait for your name, for it is good in the presence of the godly. There are six righteous reactions here. The righteous will see it and fear God. When the righteous people see God destroy wicked people, they fear God. The righteous will laugh at one who thought he could deceive God. Righteous people know that those who think they can deceive God are only deceiving themselves. And when God punishes, the righteous will get a good laugh. And the righteous will be strong and a fruitful people for God. People right with God are growing and are fruitful in the house of God. In other words, when these people go to worship services to worship God, they gain strength. And the righteous will always trust in the mercy of God. There's a great theological point. People right with God trust in the grace and mercy of God, not in themselves. And the righteous will be thankful that God has taken care of enemies. When God finally stamps out evil people, God's people praise God and thank God. And the righteous will wait on God to take care of the enemies. Righteous people leave vengeance to God. So here's some parting lessons. Number one, some of the most wicked and dangerous people can be people that you and I know that are a part of religious situations. They act almost like a spy. These are people who are always talking but do not set forth truth. And the wicked people will be judged and righteous people will be joyful. And these are all things that we can bank on.